Now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we are going to take it beyond tonight. So let's get started.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso and the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
But I don't believe
Jimi Hendrix Experience to get you in the mood. Yeah, from Axis Bold as Love, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And we heard EXP and Up From the Skies. And we're going to kind of take it beyond tonight, that In the Groove Jazz and Beyond. So maybe get yourself in an altered state of mind with your favorite method of doing so. And we're going to hear music. We're going to actually bridge time and space, going back to the late 60s, as you just heard with Jimi Hendrix, to new music by Robert Glasper, which we're going to hear right now.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Chris Royal and Dark Matter. Boy, they are a smoking group. The name of that track is Funkin' in Denial from his debut album called Dark Matter. The name of the group is Chris Royal and Dark Matter. And let's get the personnel on that one. Along with Chris Royal on sax and keyboards and vocoder on some tracks on that is Danny Abel on guitar, Terrence Houston on drums, Kyle Roussel on keyboards, DJ Raymond on bass. And Chris Royal is just an amazing sax player, reed player, I should say, as he integrates all kinds of electronics and the iwi, the electronic wind instrument, along with his sax playing. Really puts on a great show. Always playing in the clubs in New Orleans, particularly at the Blue Nile. I think he might have a weekly gig there on Wednesday nights or something. We caught Chris Royal. We're turned on to his music when we were down in New Orleans last year. And so if you're in the area, definitely seek out Chris Royal and Dark Matter. All right, before that, we heard from, we heard from Robert Glasper from his latest release called Black Radio. And we heard the track Smells Like Teen Spirit. And that is the cover of the Great Nirvana song. And on Robert Glasper's Experiment, featuring Robert Glasper on keyboards, Derek Hodge on bass, Casey Benjamin playing reeds and vocoder and other electronic effects, and Chris Daddy Dave definitely doing a unique drum set there, just playing a really kind of crazy drum beat. Definitely another person who you should seek out and see, Chris Daddy Dave, whether he's playing with his own band or playing with Robert Glasper's Experiment. Very unique style and a very unique sound for that entire Robert Glasper Experiment. I really dig it. We're kind of playing music to expand your mind, expand your senses. So I hope you can get into it. Maybe a little different than what you usually hear on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, going beyond kind of the straight bebop and classic jazz that we usually play here. We're going to get into some really wild stuff, I think. We're going to continue on right now with Donnie McCaslin and his latest release called Perpetual Motion. We're going to hear Firefly. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That's DJ Buzu Bayou and Pharoah Sanders. Yes, it was. From an interesting album came out at about 2005. It's called Impulsive Revolutionary Jazz Reworked. And you heard the track Astral Traveling. You might remember that Pharoah Sanders track. And what this album is some of the great Impulse records that were put out, you know, back in the 70s and prior to that, actually. And some of these great classic recordings. And then they were remixed by some of the more modern DJs. And that was the result of Pharoah Sanders' Astral Traveling Reworked by Buzu Bayou. Interesting. Before that, you heard from Donnie McCaslin from his latest release, Perpetual Motion. We heard the track Firefly. Firefly was inspired by the sci-fi made-for-TV movie and series of the same name. Short-lived sci-fi series it was. And that is Donnie McCaslin on tenor sax, Adam Benjamin on Fender Rhodes, along with Yuri Kane, also adding some piano and keyboards. Tim LaFever on electric bass, and great drummer Antonio Sanchez playing the traps on that. All right, time now is 6:37. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, kind of a spaced out In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to play some music. I promised before we'd go back into the great heady times of the late 60s and early 70s. We start out with Jimi Hendrix, and I wanted also to cover the jazz fusion era of the 1970s. So we're going to do that in this next set, starting with Return to Forever. Thank you. yes. I don't think I've listened to that song all the way through as intensely as I did just now in maybe like 15, 20 years. That really took me back to the 1970s, probably around 1973 or so. That is the Mahavishnu Orchestra, in case you didn't know, featuring the great John McLaughlin. And the name of the track you heard was One Word from the album Birds of Fire, Mahavishnu Orchestra's second release, it was back then, featuring John McLaughlin on electric guitar, Jan Hammer on Moog synthesizer. Let's see, Jerry Goodman on violin and Billy Cobham just killing it on drums on that solo. What a great solo that was. Great, great track from a group going back to the heydays of jazz fusion. I could really hear the jazz influence within that as well. I really hear John McLaughlin really getting back to his roots in a way, even though he was just screaming it on electric guitar. Before that, we heard another great track from the great fusion years. We heard from Chick Corea's Return to Forever from the album Where Have I Known You Before. The name of that track was The Shadow of Low. And of course, Return to Forever features Chick Corea on piano and keyboard, Stanley Clark on bass, Lenny White on drums. And that version of Return to Forever has Al Di Meola, a really, really great guitarist, on that one. All right, let's see. Time now is 6:57. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to keep back to the early days of jazz fusion with our next track. This one's from Herbie Hancock. Herbie's mostly known for his Headhunters days, but he put out a couple of great electronic early explorations into fusion, let's say, back after leaving Miles Davis's great quintet. And this is from an album not very well known. The album's called Mwandishi. We're going to hear Ostinato. I'm 7 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut.
Bye.
Oh man, what can you say about that? The great Jimi Hendrix. From what I think is his best album, Electric Ladyland. Jimi Hendrix, Rainy Day, Dream Away. Before that, we heard a song with another great groove. Both of those had a great groove in their own way. Before that, we heard from Herbie Hancock from the album entitled Mwandishi. And we heard the track Ostinato, Suite for Angela. And a very interesting lineup on that album, featuring Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes piano, Buster Williams on bass, Billy Hart on drums, Eddie Henderson on trumpet and flugelhorn, Benny Maupin on bass clarinet, and Julian Priester on tenor and bass trombone. I love that track. Not one of his most famous LPs, but certainly a great exploration into jazz fusion, one of the early jazz fusion releases. Let me see if I can see when that was released. Back in 1970. All right, continuing on our kind of spaced out program. This is definitely a spaced out cover of a modern composition. I'm not even going to say what it is. I'll just play it and let you figure it out. I'm sure you'll recognize it. But this is by The Bad Plus.
Breaking a star.